Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Ears, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
At the Relics and Rarities Show. It'll be a great holiday. I'm promising nobody will be blue.
Santa won't be blue. I won't be blue this Christmas. Santa won't be blue. He'll have a Merry Christmas when he sees my baby and me doing that twist around the Christmas tree. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, and a diddly dee. Oh, he'll be happy as he can be. Last year, Santa came to see us. We were having a fight. He rubbed his eyes and said, my, my, what a way to spend Christmas night. He made us go. He made us go. Underneath the mistletoe. Santa won't be blue. I won't be blue this Christmas. Santa won't be blue. He'll have a Merry Christmas when he sees my baby and me. I do an accent and I'm a Christmas tree. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, and a diddly dee. Oh, he'll be happy as he can be.
The guy who wrote Twist and Shout, he wrote that record there. That's Phil Medley wrote the song there. Santa Don't Be Blue for Christmas there from 1960. That's Jimmy Charles. And from 1962, it's Bobby Morris picking in the Crypt Kickers.
Twas the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday.
Didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday.
They found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday.
They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof. Very first sound of a reindeer hoof, as Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack, up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac cut his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave. Even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave.
Monster's holiday,
and all ended well.
Monster's holiday,
and Santa was really swell.
Monster's holiday,
no need to rob Santa's sack.
Monster's holiday,
maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster slave thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave. Never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? Santa cool! What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-wolf open sleigh. Crashing through the snow.
Bobby Boris picking there for 1962. That record went to number 30 in the top 100 there, called Monsters Holiday. It's Monsters, Relics, and Rarities in the No Static Groove Galaxy, where we've got all these crazy records for you. In fact, we've got a lot of monster records for you, including this one. This is the original version of a song that many of you know from 1965. The Gentry's had a hit song called Keep On Dancing, but this is the original on the Argo record label out of Chicago.
Keep on dancing.
Keep on dancing.
Smash of a record there. A group called the Avantes and Keep On Dancing. That's the original version. Here's a record that you find on the flip side of a top 10 record from Mr. Johnny Burnett.
There's a gal what they call the Cincinnati Fireball. One look, you fall for that Cincinnati Fireball. I bet your five are gonna get you a 10. She's gonna break. But don't you know, bo, bo, I gotta go, bo, bo, back to old, Ohio. Now when she walks that walk, it's such a pleasure to the eye. And when she talks sweet talk, you love it though it's all a lie. And when she tells you she'll be true, but never tells you true to who, that's why I know, bo, bo, I gotta go. But my desire is very small. If I could just be near to my Cincinnati fireball. Cause every time I hold her tight, it's worth a thousand sleepless nights. That's why I know, bo, bo, I gotta go, bo, bo, back to old, bo, bo, Ohio. Is very small. If I could just be near to my Cincinnati fireball. Cause every time I hold her tight, it's worth a thousand sleepless nights. That's why I know, bo, bo, I gotta go, bo, bo, back to old, bo, bo, Ohio. That's why I know.
Bo, Johnny Burnett there from the summer of 1960. That's the flip side of that great song called Dreamin'. It's called the Cincinnati Fireball.
Back-to-back music.
Day of the Rave's got all these killer records coming at you. It's our holiday show, Relics and Rarities, coming to you from the No Static Attic. Oh, yeah, I got all these lights blinking here. It's looking good. 1966 for this one, Mr. Darryl Banks.
Walk right on in. Stretch out your arm. Let the love light shine on my soul, baby. And let love come running in. You know that I've needed you. I've needed you a long, long time. My pride is too much for me, baby. And I'm about to lose my mind.
Says you just got to dig that record there. Darryl Banks sounding a lot like Otis Redding in that song there. Open the Door to Your Heart there from 1966. Record that came out Christmas time of 65, but not a Christmas record.
I left my girl the other day.
December of 1965 on the MGM record label there. Tune called Her Loving Way. great Christmas records. These are the Sonics. Call the Sonics here from 1965. I love that record. That tune called Santa Claus.
Today, Blu-ray, relics and rarities. Whoa, ho, ho, ho.
Jimmy Reed Jr. from 1967 there, and the tune called I Ain't Going Nowhere. That came out on the Mercury record label. That's a hard record to find.
We're rocking, really rocking, rocking with Dave the Ray.
Speaking of records that fell through the cracks, I always thought this should have been a big hit record. I remember listening to this record as a kid on WFIL, Famous 56 in Philly.
Hey, concentration, baby. Hey, that's what you need. Can't you feel what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get through to you. Won't you listen? Definitely. Tell me, baby, what you here to see.
Of Dave Clark Five single called Red and Blue. That should have been the A side of the record. Would have been a big hit for them. Dave Clark Five and a tune called Concentration Baby.
Merry Christmas.
You remember Pink Shoelaces from 1959? Dodie Stevens. This one should have crossed over for her as a hit as well.
Hello, stranger. Aren't you the new boy in town? Hey there, boy. Things I love you.
Stevens from 1963. Hello, Stranger. That could have definitely been a crossover hit for her. Of course, her big hit was Pink Shoelaces.
If you Gosh, you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear. Then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of show.
Relics and Rarities show.
In our Relics and Rarities show, we like to feature all those records that fell through the cracks, all those oddball records. We've got them all compiled. We got them all stacked up here in the Relics and Rarities vault, the No Static 60s Attic. And of course, it's our holiday show. We've got this one from 1965. It's like Surfing Santa's coming your way.
Surfing Santa, 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 Surfing Santa.
He wears bright red baggies with a sloppy shirt to match, a snow white beard, and a candy striped hat. He rides on a surf sleigh that's red and green. It's pulled by his reindeer, Jan and Dean.
They call him Surfing Santa.
Hanging 10 frozen toes. He surfs everywhere he goes. He surfs over snowbanks some 20 feet high. He doesn't surf on water. He surfs through the sky. He's got a great big sack, but it's not filled with toys.
Whoa.
Just autographed pictures of those beach boys.
They call him Surfing Santa.
Hanging 10 frozen toes.
Surfing Santa.
He surfs everywhere he goes. When Surfing Santa arrives on a Christmas Eve, what does this North Pole surfer leave? He leaves all the kids little surfing goodies like bright colored surfboards and shiny new woodies.
They call it Surfing Santa. They call it Surfing Santa.
His surf sleigh's got a stereo instead of bells. He plays surf music and he really wails. From rooftop to rooftop, he shoots all those chimneys.
Whoa.
Bringing Christmas cheer to all the ho-dads and grimmies. When Surfing Santa's leaving, you can hear him shout, Merry Christmas to all and to all a wipeout.
Santa, Santa.
Sometimes I wonder myself where I find these records from there. Lord Douglas Byron on the Dot record label there from 1965. Tune called Surfing Santa. That was written by and also produced by Gary Paxton.
1960.
Speaking of great Christmas records.
It was the night before Christmas, and everything was real quiet. So I thought I'd take myself a little walk at Christmas Eve night. I was making it on down the street when, to my surprise, I saw this little bitty cat with big old tears in his eyes. Now, I could see he was standing in front of this music store and looked real brought down. I could hear what he was saying. He didn't know I was around. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play the thing. I wanna be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. So I walks over to him, 'cause I understand. I thought I'd cheer him up, so I say, look here, little man, you don't want no rock and roll guitar. You want a six gun like your Lone Ranger has, so you can run around saying, hi-ho, Silver, Kimo Sabe, and all that cowboy jazz. Or how would you like old Santa to bring you a little dump truck so you could go around dumping things? And he say, man, I don't want no dump truck. I want something that swings. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play that thing. I want to be on for Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. Wait a minute there, wait a minute, hold on, I say, hold on there, little fellow. Why don't you be like the rest of the little chicks and cats and wish for a space helmet or a rocket ship or something wild like that? And you know what he say? He say, look here, Dad, I don't want no train or no plane, nothing square like that. That ain't the lick for me. When I wake, this whole place is gonna shake. Cause you know what I want under my Christmas tree. He say, I want a rock and roll guitar with a big bass string. I want a rock and roll guitar so I can play the thing. I wanna be on TV like a rock and roll star. I want Santa Claus to bring me a rock and roll guitar. Crazy little fellow, crazy. Yeah.
That's my crazy kid there. Jackie loves his rock and roll guitar. That's Johnny Preston there from 1960. And I want a rock and roll guitar. You're listening to the boss sounds of Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities.
Find those respectable girls out there. Dana Mavar, Relics of Rarities, get together, our holiday edition here in the No Static 60s Attic. It's the Relics of Rarities Vault. I've got it all decorated. We're ready for the holidays. And, of course, it's the chance here from 1961, song originally done by the Isley Brothers. Of course, in 1966, a big hit for the Outsiders. But that's a 1961 version that went to a high of number 101 on the charts. The Chance and their version of Respectable.
I met her on a Sunday, my lonely Mary Ann. I kissed her on that Sunday, and I tried to understand all the love she had to offer a teenage boy like me. And turn
dressed up in lovely clothes and whispered, I love you in my ear. Oh, then as the sun arose, she drove me to the door. Now that's the last I saw of her. But oh, for one kiss more, oh, my heart I'll steal again.
Dale Ward, of course, had the hit record with a tune called Letter from Sherry there from 1963. But that's one of those records I thought for sure could have been a hit for him. It's a tune called Lonely Marianne. It came out in 1965. That's probably the closest record he had to another hit to Letter from Sherry. Dale Ward and a tune called Lonely Marianne. Probably the closest thing to a Christmas bubblegum record. Called The Christmas Game. Day of the Rave on our Relics and Rarities.
Ding dong ding, let's play a game while we wait for Santa's day. Gather round the Christmas tree, play the shoe-like game with me. One, two, clap your hands with me. Turn, two, place the Christmas tree. You, two, sing along with me. That's the Christmas game. Once again now, one, two, clap your hands with me. Turn, two, face the Christmas tree. You, two, sing along with me. That's the Christmas game. Hey, bells ring.
Christmas Game. It's not the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. I know that's what you're thinking. That's Johnny and the High Keys on the Jamie record label there. A tune called The Christmas Game. Of course, week after week here on Relics of Rarities, we try and spotlight one of the many, many thousands of records that we've got stacked up here in the No Static 60s Attic, the Relics of Rarities Vault. We've got all these great one-hit wonders, these unknown B-sides, all the records that fell through the cracks. We've got all these great records for you. But, of course, every week, just one of the records, we try and highlight it. We call it our Discover of the Week. And, of course, today, at this time of the year, it's going to be a holiday, a Merry Christmas Discovery of the Week.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
This is a killer record indeed. It's by the Surf Boys.
The happiest time of all the year is here. A time for joy and happiness and cheer.
That's our holiday discovery of the week there. The Surf Boys on the Scepter record label. And I told Santa Claus that I want you.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
From our discovery to our Sure Shot record. The ingredients of a hit record. Jerry Goffin, Carole King tune. It's called Taking That Long Walk Home. Dorothy Jones from the summer of 1961. That's a record that's got hit written all over that record. So I want you to write that record down. Find that record, Dorothy Jones, and Taking That Long Walk Home.
1968. Work so hard, but such a little pay. Just when I think I'm gonna
record reached number 52 back in 1968. It's the perfect time of the year for that tune, a tune called Unwind. Of course, unwinding is something we all like to do around the happy holiday season.
Relics and Rarities!
Shells from 1963. Indeed it is. It's a happy holiday. Day of the Rave from the No Static 60s Attic. Bringing you all those great gems. All these records, we got them all piled up here in the Relics and Rarities vault. Woo! You don't dig this record, you got a hole in your soul.
Just what you want me to be. And when I hold your hand, I'll know that I'm your man. All that I'll take you by the hand and show you a promised land. Na 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 na, I love you. Oh yeah, na 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 na, I do. Oh, 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 oh. I've got a lover and she's so good to me. I'm gonna make her mine just to you wait and see. Oh, I know that something is wrong when you don't call me on the telephone, but I'll call you every night, tell you everything's all right. Na 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 na, I love you.
That's a Christmas record that came out in December of 1962. The Parakeets on the Big Top record label. A tune called I Love You. Yes, I do. I love that record. That's for sure. And, of course, it's the Day of the Rave. Great pick hit record for you. Take it down to a record. Sounds like a Philadelphia record.
It's on it.
Make a change.
Make a change.
1963, he did just that. He made a change going from the Motown record label to the Passion record label there. I love that record though. It's a tune called Make a Change.
Merry Christmas to you.
William B. Williams put out a Christmas record whose meaning is more powerful today than it ever was before.
Every year, thousands of letters come into the General Post Office in New York City, addressed to Santa Claus, care of the North Pole. This year, one of those letters stood out like a shining light. I'd like to read it to you. Dear Santa, usually I write to ask you for toys and games, but this year I don't think you ought to send me any. Or not that I haven't been a good boy. In fact, Santa, I've been trying especially hard to be good because there is something I want more than anything right now. And that's a world to grow up in. Gosh, the way Mommy and Daddy have been talking lately has really got me worried. They're saying that another big war may start real soon and that there is nothing that anyone can do about it. Well, that's bad enough, but I hear that this time they have a new super bomb that can kill all the people and the kids too. And they say that nobody is going to win this war because there won't be anyone left to fight. Gee, Santa, I guess I'm too young to really understand what it's all about, but you're so smart, I bet you know what to do. They say that you get to see all the people in the world in one night. Well, Santa, I was wondering if instead of bringing them presents this year, you couldn't kind of talk to them and leave behind the feeling I know I get every year when Christmas rolls around. Mom calls it the love of Christmas. And what it does is it makes everyone feel warm inside and act kind of nice to everybody else, even if they were real mad at them before. If you could do that, Santa, I'll bet there'd never be a war again. And I'd have a world to grow up in. P.S. If it does work out, Santa, I could sure use a new sled.
That, of course, is a great Christmas wish there. William B. Williams and a world to grow up in. If there's something that you'd like to hear on a future Relics and Rarities show, you can contact me at DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas. And remember to look for Relics and Rarities. I'm Dave the Rave wishing you all peace on earth, goodwill to men.
It was the night before Christmas, quiet as could be. Not a creature was stirring except for me. Then up in the chimney, what did I hear but...
Get me out of here!
I knew there was trouble coming the day. They said, I don't like our chimney that way.
We made it smaller, and the trouble is that we didn't know Santa was so doggone fat.
I'm stuck!
I had a fear he wouldn't make it this year, but now I'm sure that Santa is here. Santa's stuck in my chimney, I don't know what to do. He's stuck just a couple inches above the flue.
Don't just stand there, do something!
He's yelling and screaming, woke up mom and dad. I told them I needed some help awful bad. I tugged and pulled, got him out of bed. Was a little bit dirty, but none the worse for wear. Under the tree, he loaded his sled, prepared to finish his flight, and he said,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Dave the Raves, Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.